Okay, we are picking up from the Gemara, 9 lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph. For the words of Machzir Lo Vedasa, we're going to go back a little bit. We were in the middle, just to figure we may as well just start from the top of this inyan. Our learning is once again sponsored, Le'ilu Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah told us, Machzir Lo Es Avedasoi, that if a person is Moder Hana, then the friend can return his lost object to him. So the Gemara points out that this is not clear who exactly was usher to who in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Pligi ba Rabbi Ami of Rabbi Asir. Rabbi Ami and Asir argued about this halacha in the Mishnah. Chad Amar, one told us that the halacha is lo shanu ela beshenichse machsir asurin al veda. That the only time they taught that you're allowed to return a lost object is only where the benefit from the property of the person of the returner is going to be usher upon the owner of the item who lost it. That is when, because when the person is returning the item to the owner, he's returning the item's own thing to him. And therefore, you're not really giving any benefit, but you're just preventing the loss. And since you're only preventing the loss, that is not something which is considered a actual form of benefit. However, if the Baal Aveda, the person who lost the item, is Asr on the Machzir, and the benefit was Asr to be on the person giving him the returner, so then Loka Mahadulei, you're not allowed to return him the item. Why? Because the owner would be giving him benefit of Rav Yosef's Pruta. What in the world is Rav Yosef's Pruta? This is what we really were discussing last time. We just started from the beginning. The idea is, there's a concept called Osek B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. That one who is preoccupied with performing one mitzvah, I don't have to go ahead and do another mitzvah. If I'm saying Kriyat Shema, let's say, and then a poor person comes asking me for money, I'm in the middle of saying Kriyat Shema, I don't have a chiyuv to stop and go give him a prut. The Ritva has a big chiddush in Maseches Sukkah, I believe, when the sukkah comes up over there. The Ritva tells us not only is it you don't have to, rather you're not even allowed to. Osik mitzvah pater. If I'm saying Kriyat Shema, let's say, and an ani comes to me, so I'm pater from giving. I'm totally pater from doing that mitzvah. So therefore, it's a lashon of doing something which is pater right now, and I have a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema right now in front of me. I'm not allowed to stop that mitzvah and go ahead and do the second mitzvah. Okay, so that's the idea of osik b'mitzvah pater mitzvah. Now, what in the world does this have to do with our sugya? The idea of pruta de Rav Yosef is the machlokas, the famous machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rabba in Bava Kama. They're arguing over what's the status of somebody who's watching a lost item. If I'm lost, I'm watching your lost item. So Rabba understands that he's called a shomer chinam, because at the end of the day, he's not receiving any benefit from the finder. So therefore, he is not going to be considered a shomer sachar, rather he's a shomer chinam. And therefore, the nafkamina is, we know that the big nafkamina between a shomer chinam and shomer sachar is gneva v'aveda. Everybody, but both of them, if the guy is negligent, he leaves the item that he found, he just left it out, he left it out for that. So, if he just leaves it out, that's pshia. Then, when it comes to negligence, he would have to pay. The shaila is when in between that, the shomer chinam and shomer sachar. So, shomer chinam, if it gets lost or stolen, not because he was negligent, but it got stolen or something, got lost in a way which beyond his control, he would not have to pay. When it comes to shomer sachar, since he's getting paid for what he's doing, and therefore there's more of a mutual benefit relationship between the guy watching it and the person that he's watching it for. So therefore, if it is Gneva Vaida, the Shomer Sachar, the guy watching will have to pay. Only case that he's part of is from Onis, if he's totally beyond his control, like lightning struck and hit the item or whatever, some other guy's car drove into his house, couldn't have anticipated something happening, all these crazy cases, then he would be pater. So Rav Yosef understands that the person who's watching the Metziah is actually viewed as the Shomer Sachar. So they discuss, why is it? Why is he a Shomer Sachar? Because of the famous Pruta, because if the Ani will come at the moment while he's watching the item, so then if he's taking care of the item so it doesn't get ruined, at that point, and the Ani knocks on his door, then he's not going to have to pay him. And Osek Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah tells me that he doesn't have to pay him, and therefore he's going to be Pater. So we see over here that he's going to be Pater because of Osek Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah, because of Pruta Derav Yosef, because he won't have to pay him Tzedakah. The Or Tzemeach has a Geshmak Akasha. The Or Tzemeach has a Akasha that, wait a second, we know Osek B'mitzvah Pater Menetz, as we just mentioned, is when it comes to mitzvahs. If I'm saying Kriyat Shema and Ani comes, if I'm in my sukkah and something else comes up and needs me to, wants me to do some other mitzvah, poor person's outside, let's say, with another example of poor person, whatever it might be, I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm putting on my tefillin and someone needs something else from me, so that's I'm doing a mitzvah right now. So Or Tzemeach points out that Osek B'mitzvah Pater Mitzvah, we pointed out, is only by mitzvahs. But here, there's an Isser Daraisa as well when it comes to tzedakah. The pasuk says, lo samit levavcha, that you're not allowed to hold back, which is an essay and a lo sasei. So shouldn't we say that we don't have a concept that you're allowed to not do a lot, you know, to avoid to have a lav on your head, even if it's not active, you're just passively doing a lav, but there's a lav. There's an Isser in the Torah that tells you have to give this poor person money. So how is that okay? So the Or Tzemeach wants to tie up a big chiddush, that where the lav is only mechazik the essay, so then it might not be that we just view the whole thing as an essay. The whole idea is to mechazik the mitzvah, and then it's not really, when it comes to halachas of osik mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah, so then we would still say osik mitzvah, pater mitzvah. Very fascinating chiddush. And the Zecher Yitzchak is another teretz to this very question, and he says, no. Now when it comes to Hashavas Avida, there's also an essay and a los essay. There's Hashev Tashivim, which is the mitzvah deraisa to give it back, and also losuch alis alim, you're not allowed to hide your eyes from the Aveda, and therefore it's two versus two, and that's why in this very specific case, then in this very case, you would in fact not have to go to the poor person, because you have a los essay also to watch the other guy's item. And that's why they each cancel each other out. You don't have to go give the poor person. There could be an afkamina between the answers. Is what if a person, halacha l'maaseh, this could happen. If a person's osik mitzvah, he's doing something, we just said, like saying kriyat shema, whatever it might be. And while he's doing that mitzvah, then what happens is that there's chametz. So chametz is a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, and also lo saseh of loyra chametz alo chasor b'chol gavalecha, and isser daraisa as well. So that could potentially be a nafkamina between the Or Tzemeach and the Zecher Yitzchak's answer. That if we go according to Or Tzemeach, maybe we'll say that we should actually also say Osek Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah in such a circumstance. Whereas if we go after the Zecher Yitzchak, so then Lechora, then also here we would in fact say that, you know, you go get rid of the chametz because there is a lav over there, and the normal rule is you do a lav and an essay that is stronger than just Osek Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. And Lemaisa, the Stei Chemed brings it down. He quotes other poskim, and it seems to be a chulgas about what to do. So I don't know what halacha lemaisa, but it is a very fascinating sugya. Comes up of the idea of pruta. The Rav Yosef, a very fascinating topic over here. Now the Gemara continues. V'chad Amar, another one said, Afilu nichse bal aveda asur na machzir. So again, back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says that one answer was, you're not allowed to give it back because that would be benefiting of the pruta of the Rav Yosef. So in the case where the Baal Aveda is a Surna Machzir, then the Machzir would be benefiting from not having to give tzedakah. And the other one says, no, for the next day Baal Aveda, a Surna Machzir, it's not a problem. That if the owner of is Usr on the person returning it, not a problem. Hadrila, you're allowed to return it. Why? Because Mishum the Rodeo Yosef, how often? Lashkech. That's such an uncommon thing. That a poor person can come the very moment while I'm taking care of his item, and then I don't have to give it to him. It's such an uncommon thing. We're not choshish for that will happen, and therefore we don't assume that that's going to be a problem. Okay, turning on to next Amud Aleph, Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, Tnan, we learn in our Mishnah, Mokom Shenotlin Aleha Schar, in a place where the finders take payment for returning a lost object, Tipol Hana LeHekdesh, then you should give the money to Hekdesh. So the Gemara now fleshes this out. So says the Gemara, Bishlama Lamadamar, Afilu Bishinichse Balaveda Asur Namachser. So now I understand our Mishnah makes more sense according to the Man D'Amar that said that even in a case where the Baal Avedas, the property of the person who lost it, is usher on the finder and the person who's returning it to him, Nami Mahajah. So then you're also allowed to return it because we're not concerned again of the Prutah of Yosef. So then we can understand the Mishnah is talking about a case where the item that was lost is where each person was usher to each other and the owner is not considered benefiting when it's returned because he's just giving back what was originally his, and the returner is not considered benefiting because Prutah of Yosef is not common. So, Haina Diktani Makam Shunat Laschar, that's why you have to bring the case of the place where they sometimes will take money for returning a lost object. So then, the Chiddush is, Tipu Anala Hektish. You have to tell me that Chiddush, that the benefit should in fact go to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Mishnah is speaking a case where each person is usher to benefit from the other one. And if each person is usher to benefit from the other one, so if the finder would accept actually getting paid, so obviously then he's receiving benefit from the owner. He just got paid. And if, though, the other side is the Chiddush, though, if the owner also keeps the money, you're going to be getting benefit from the finder, because the finder just let you off of something that normally you have to pay for. So what do? We make you pay. And we don't make you pay to the finder, because then it's us for him to get it, but we give it to the Hekdesh, and therefore we answer the question. So that's fine. However, according to the Man D'Amar, El Man D'Amar, the one who says that Kishenichse Bal Avida Asurim Al Machsir, when the property of the owner of the lost item is usher only upon the person returning it, lo mehader, you're not allowed to return it. In that circumstance, he would be deriving the benefit of Prutah Rav Yosef. So then asks the Mara, Amai Tipol an Hekdesh, why should you have to give money to Hekdesh in that case? Since the guy, the returner, is permitted to benefit from the owner, we should allow him to take money. What's the problem? Let him take money. So the Gemara says, you're right, Achad Ektani, that it must be that the Mishnah is teaching this halacha only with regards to one of the two people involved, meaning the owner of the lost item. So the Mishnah is teaching us that the money must be given to the Beis HaMikdash in the case of only with respect to the owner. That if the finder refuses to accept payment, the owner is not allowed to keep it, because then it's considered that you're benefiting it. Then you're going to be benefiting from the finder, and you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, you have to give the money to Hekdesh in an instance where he will, reject you, saying that I have to give you, I don't want your money. So that would be the case over here. That's what we're talking about. So now the Gemara says an Ikad Amre, which is a whole different point. So it says the Gemara now, so they teach the machlokas between Rav Yom and Rasi differently. Pligi bar Rav Ami Rav Asi, with regards to the Mishnah's halacha, what is the gedarim for returning a lost item? Chad Amar, one says lo shanu ela b'shenichse bal aveda asurin al machzer. That one says that this halacha is only referring to a case where the property of the owner of the item that was lost is going to be usher on the person returning it. Umishum pruta Rav Yosef, and that would be on account of Yosef pruta. Lo shchiach, it's not common, and therefore there's no reason to usher it. Aval nichse machzer asurim al bal aveda. However, in a case where the property of the machzer, the person returning it, is usher on the bal aveda, lo mehadrele, you're not allowed to return it, mishum to kam mehadrele. So this is going to be this understanding. The Mishnah is allowing the return of lost item in the first case, and it's going to be the opposite of here. This is going to be, both opinions agreed that returning a lost object is not regarded as a benefit because it's just giving back what was his. This is not saying that. This is understanding that giving back the item is in fact considered a hana, and this is opposite of what we said before, whether that would be the case. So says the Gemara now, but in this case, even in a case where the benefit of the machzer, the one returning it, is usher to the return, to the bal aveda, the person who owned the item who lost it, mutter, then the former person is in fact permitted also to return the item. Because when he's giving it back to the owner, he's giving him back the own thing. So this is the returning back item is going to be not regarded as benefiting the owner according to this. So we see over here that this would be the Yisur Machlokas. The Ran points out that we'd be making a chiluk between paying the debts of a neder, which is permitted, and assering the lost items, which is going to be usser. So lechor, we have to understand that when it comes to a lost item, you're just giving. Maybe while you would say it's usher according to the first man d'amar, we're not in the chadamar. In the previous man d'amar, l'chore, what you'd be doing is giving him something directly. So if someone is paying a debt, which it could be forever, you're not doing it directly. You're giving it to the person who owes the money. You have to make that chiluk. That's what the Ran says. I'm explaining now previously why you would say it's usher. What is the benefit? Sure, I said it before, but I was just saying now. Anyway, that's the Ran's point over here. So now back to the Gemara again. So the Gemara is saying that this is machlokas, and therefore according to them, you're not really giving him benefit. So the Gemara says, Tnan, we have a kash in the first opinion based on this ikadam, right? Now when we say that Malkom Shenotne Le'aschar, the place where they take money for the lost item, Tipol Ana Le'Hekdesh Halacha is the benefit should go to Hekdesh. Bishlam Alaman Damar, now I understand, according to the one who says, Afilu B'Shenichse Machzir Asur Mal Bala Veda, that even in a case where the property of the person returning it is usher to the owner. So then, ma'adar, this is what, then you're returning the item over here, that in this case, the owner may not derive benefit from the person returning it, and also, both of them are usher to each other. So under these circumstances, then you are allowed to return it because that is not going to be a halachic benefit because pruta der Yosef is lo shchiach. And this is how the Amor explains that in a place is taking compensation. That's what we're teaching us over here. That the Mishnah is telling us where you have to give money, you have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. And obviously you can't be talking about a case where the, where simply the finder not have to benefit from the owner. Since that case, there's no reason to assume why the finder may not accept the money. Because in that, if we're talking about Where that's only one side, then lechora the finder would be allowed to get benefit from him. The Mishnah might be instead be talking about a case of where the owner is forbidden to derive benefit from the finder, and the Mishnah rules that the owner may not retain the money for himself should he not accept it. That, so the Gemara says, so hein demars malkum, that's what's going on over here. Ela leman damar, but according to the man damar that says, b'shenichse machsir asurin, in a case where the property of the returner is usur on the owner of the lost item, v'lo mahader, he's not allowed to return it. So then, says the Gemara, Heichem etaretz makom. So how are you explaining the case of makom? What is that doing over here? So the Gemara says, in fact, Kasha, this is in fact a difficult point. Since the Mishnah's halacha is talking over here of a lost item applies only where the person finding it may not derive benefit from the owner, but the owner may derive benefit from the finder in that case, then how can the Mishnah tell us that the money should go to the Beis HaMikdash? There's nothing to do with the Hekdesh over here. There's no reason that the finder shouldn't be accept the money since it's just his time. He lost his time, value, whatever. He's allowed to get it back. So that's l'chora, a big kasha over here. So the Ran points out that l'cha l'maisa, the Ran paskins, that one is going to benefit if you're making the mudar or not, you're allowed to return it both in both cases. And so that you're allowed to both return it because pruta der Yosef lo shchiach. So we assume alacha meisa that you would be allowed to return it. Okay, turning on to next now. And says the Gemara now, Amar Rava. So we have a alacha of Rava. Ran points out the chora. This is not really related to our sugya. It's just mentioned here because of the next point about it is going to be shayach. So says the Gemara now, Ha'isa lefan of kikar shel hefker. So I have a piece of bread which nobody owned. It was hefker. So. And so what happens? V'amar, I came, we're going to see, l'chora, I came within dalal almost, and I say, kikar's a hektish, so this loaf is going to be hektish. So l'chora, again, I'm not the owner yet at this point. So l'chora, we have to understand, as the Ran points out, that we must be talking about a case that, right, the Gemara tells us, based on the Gemara above Metzia, that a dalal almost shel adam is kona. So therefore, over here, I have the ability to be kone on behalf of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're allowed to do. And that's similar to HaMagbiya Matzil LeChavero, Kana Chavero, someone who picks up an object for his friend. I acquire it for him. So therefore, I could use that to acquire it for Hektish. So then says the Gemara, so what happens? Not Lelocha, then I forgot about this declaration. I took it to eat it. Then Ma'alef Mikula, the Lacha is your Me'ila with regard to the entire thing. So it's important to know 2 points. Firstly, Me'ila is only done B'Shogig. If you do b'mezid, that's not called me'ila. You don't bring the me'ila. You don't bring the extra 1/5. It's a kapara for you. So me'ila is only considered b'shogeg. So here, there's 2 ways you could really do the me'ila b'shogeg. One is that you accidentally do it and then you remove it from the status of hektish. Or if you derive benefit from it also, that's going to be a problem. So if there's a nafkamina, it's just how much you're going to have to pay. Someone who does me'ila have to pay an extra 1/5. So in this case, as soon as he picks up the item intending to have it for himself, so you remove it from the status of hektish, and therefore you're over the iser of the iser deraisa, albeit shogeg, but still me'ila, and therefore you lift it and therefore you're chayav to pay for the entire loaf. That's the Ran points out. The Ran also mentioned at the very beginning that at the end of the day, why are we talking about a situation where we're talking about hektish? Why can't it be my own property? Because if it's my own property, I never removed it. I never transferred it by picking it up. That's not considered, something which is transferring it. And therefore it would be already in my own rishus. And therefore that hemshech of the Gemara wouldn't work. That's why we specifically picked the case of hefker. So the Gemara says, Lo Risha Labanav, however, what happens if you take the item, the piece of bread, and you pick it up after you've already declared it as hektish, you now want to give it to your children after you die. So this is only going to be Ma'al Lefitu Vasanashabo. You don't have to pay the entire value of the loaf. Rather, you're going to have to pay the 1/5 of the very small value of the extra benefit you're getting. What extra benefit am I getting? Then my children will be happy. Look how much I love them. I'm giving them this piece of bread after I die. That's an interesting point. Okay, so I must be very little, especially nowadays, but back then maybe more chashuv and showing them how much you love them. And you're giving them this piece of bread. So that 1 extra 1/5 of that extra hanav that they'll love you a little bit more is the 1/5 you have to pay. But you don't have to pay the entire thing because you are not removing its status. You didn't remove its status right now into your own rishus because you're only giving it to them after you die. And therefore, since it's not removing the entire status, you're not chayav mi'ila on the entire loaf. Okay, so now the Gemara goes weiter. By minei Rav Chiya bar Avin mirava ki kari alecha. If someone says my loaf is usher to you, so now okay, fine. You're not on the malacha. Now I give it to Shimon. Now it's not mine anymore. So the Gemara wonders, Mahu, what's the halacha over here? Are you allowed to take the loaf or not? Because we're wondering that over here, that it's very interesting that is it mitzad, the kind of chef tzegavra type of thing? Did I mean it that only when it's mine is it going to be usher to you, this item? Or did I mean that it's on this loaf, that I never want this loaf to be eaten by you? So when I give it as a present, or even if I sell it, it would be the same halacha. If I give it to Shimon, that status that I had on the loaf, ki'ilu, is stayed on the loaf, and therefore it's not going to be allowed, you're not allowed to eat it even after I give it to somebody else. So the Ran just points out that lechora, the Gemara talks about this beferish. The Gemara Mem Zayin tells us that when a person ossers his property to another person, and he clearly indicated that the isser should continue even after it leaves his ownership, that it's pashut, that it would be chal. So our Gemara lechora must be talking about a case that where the language of the neder is not clear. That's what we specifically mean. But if he clearly meant that he did not want him to have benefit from this loaf ever, says the Iran and the Ritva, says the Ray. Also, they say pashut adavar that it should continue even after he sells it. So says the Gemara ki kari amarlo. So then it makes it give us more clarification on the hemshech of the Gemara, because the Gemara is now saying, did he specifically tell him that the loaf is aser upon him? Ki eser b'shusa yud aser only when it's my loaf. With the emphasis on my loaf, ki kari, that it's my loaf, that's when it's usher. Or did he mean, odilma amar lecha lehi, did he really mean, alvei shavasei hektesh, that upon you, this loaf should always be hektesh, even if I give it to somebody else, and it should remain usher to him, even after the point of sale, or the point of giving it to his friend, and it should be usher to him forever. That's what his question was. So says the Gemara, amar lehi, so Rav responds back to Rav Chiya bar Avin, Pshita de alpha gav di yahavi lepe matana. It's obvious that even though the madir gave the loaf to the second guy as a gift, usher, it's going to remain usher to the first guy. Because ela kikari alecha lafuki mai. So why did he say kikari, my loaf? Implying only while it's mine, it's usher, but not you. So what does it mean by kikari? So it says the Gemara, it's coming to exclude the following. Lav lafuki di ganva mine mignav. Maybe it's coming to exclude the case where it was stolen from him. Obviously not, meaning, so this is a question over here, how do you understand this line of the Gemara? So it could be that, this is a rhetorical question, and we're saying that, is it, that it's coming to that? Rav is arguing that, l'chora, we're assuming over here, that the Madir meant to actually aser Shimon from eating the loaf, even if it's liver given to somebody else. It's unlikely that he didn't want it to have it. So then, l'chora, Shimon meant to aser loaf, even if someone should steal it, meaning rhetorically, that even after the fact that it's stolen, even then, he means that forever, even if it's stolen, I don't want you to have it. And that's what he meant. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Lei, Rav Chiya bar Avin responds back to Rav, lo, that's not the case with the gift is coming to exclude. Rather, lafuke di azamna Allah. It means that it's coming to exclude the case where the madir invited the person who he made this neder on this loaf, and he wanted to invite him to have the loaf. So obviously you're not allowed to, meaning that in this case, where you invite him, it's not considered. Maybe you could have tined it that he's having his own food. He's saying, this is now yours, this is not mine anymore, and therefore, that means kikari. I would have thought that case is mutter, and therefore kikari teaches me, no, if you're having him over as a guest, for sure that loaf that you ushered upon him should for sure remain in effect, ushered to him. So therefore, we haven't answered the question on back of Rav Chiya bar Avin, back to Rav, we've given an answer to that point. Okay, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Esivei Emir Hashem, which we're going to have a kasha back on Rava. We're going to come back to the kasha and Rava Mirza Hashem in tomorrow's daf.